Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Sorry, I was slightly distracted at the top of the hour. I had filled out my fantasy football team at our website, the Sheeman and Shepherd Fantasy Game at 99.3ESPN.com. My tight end was Austin Hooper. I just realized he's out. So week to week.
Oops.
For maybe another month. I don't know. Well, I got to find me a new tight end. And preferably if he costs less than $7,500, that will be good. All right. So you can play
well,
too.
Well, now you got to shuffle around the entire lineup.
I'm going to try and make it easy peasy.
Oh, you're just going to put Travis Kelce right into
that
spot?
Well, he's available for $7,400. I don't see that as a bad move.
Who are the Chiefs playing this week?
Los Angeles.
Which Los Angeles?
Rams.
That's one thing on this website it doesn't ever say.
No, the Chargers in Mexico.
Oh, that's right. Mexico City. The NFL put in a lot of work in the offseason making sure the turf was playable.
Did they?
Let's see what happens 24 hours before the game.
I could go George Kittle, but he was nicked up the other night too, wasn't he?
Yeah, he didn't play.
Yeah.
Kind of a big reason that San Francisco didn't win that game.
Yeah. All right, I'm going Kelce. Boom. And
it's
boom.
A terrible
Done.
Philosophy. You're just plugging in with money.
7,200 is too much for a tight end in that league.
I had the extra juice.
I get the win. I put together. I don't know how I lose. I really don't know how I'm going to lose this week.
Somebody gets more points than
you.
Nah,
I did. But this, my team is so awesome. It's ridiculous.
I got Nick Foles against Colts. I like it.
Nick Foles against the Colts?
That's
and you
right.
like it?
Yes.
Did you see Ryan Fitzpatrick against the Colts?
Yeah.
What do you think a Super Bowl MVP is going to do?
Jacoby Brissett's back this week.
I know.
I need him this week. I'm hit pretty hard by the byes. I'm realizing I'm really heavily invested in the Seattle Seahawks, which is fine.
What, on your other?
Season long. Okay. Season long, yeah. Yeah. I have one league where it's Tyler Lockett, DK Metcalf. I've had them all year. And I had Josh Gordon all year as well. So I didn't drop him because I'm in the playoffs already. So I've got all three wide receivers. And I'm throwing around just going and picking up Jacob Hollister as well and just rolling with the Seahawks.
I mean, look at my team this week. You tell me how this team loses.
But you will.
I'm just going to put the same team out as you.
Deshaun Watson, Ezekiel Elliott, Kamara.
Alvin.
Stephon Diggs. Edelman, DeAndre Hopkins.
Well, Ebron. Edelman, there you go.
Well, I can't have every receiver make 9,000. Ebron, Justin Tucker, and
Eric Ebron.
Well, I needed a tight end. He was cheap at $5,200. I don't put a lot of stock in the tight ends. Really, tight ends are not making a lot of noise this year, fantasy football wise. So I don't put a lot of money in. I'd rather kick the money out to running backs and wide receivers.
I think fantasy team owners who drafted Ertz and Kelce early are hurting.
Yeah,
Justin Tucker, and I got the Bills defense. But I mean, look at my top guys: Deshaun Watson, Ezekiel Elliott, Kamara, and Stephon Diggs.
Justin Tucker, Adam Thielen's coming back this week. They're going to force him the ball.
Force feed him.
That's a hell of a team.
I just saw a great sign on a video B-roll on the Jump NBA. A fan holding up a sign. The NBA, where resting happens.
Yeah.
It's kind of true. See, whether it be a fantasy for this or talking about football or maybe you want to lay some skill. Now, it used to be you just had to worry about if somebody was hurt. Now you got to worry about. Is he going to rest tonight? Is there load management?
It's guys getting paid millions and millions of dollars. Load management is a joke. It's a joke.
Especially this early in the season.
It's a joke.
I might be able to ride with you in February and March if, you know.
You want to rest once.
Take a day off.
I mean, give me up. It's what you're getting paid for God's sakes.
Would
so
you rather
ridiculous.
Them rest now, though, when the eyes of the sports world are not on the NBA versus March when – outside of college basketball, everybody's looking at NBA.
My eyes are locked on right now, and it's
they're getting criticized.
They're not. Normally, they're not. I'm the fan that normally doesn't pay much attention to NBA until after the Christmas games.
Not this
but
year.
You two have got me hooked into watching for other things.
That was the easiest thing to see ahead of time. Craig's West Coast basketball gambling habits. Handicapping habits.
We got
really
the Clippers in Houston tonight.
Yeah, you are.
How is Los Angeles a 2-point dog? It makes no sense.
It's
a dangling carrot.
You got to look at, you know, everybody thought our man Otis. Was it Otis last night? Love Phoenix.
I stayed
away from that game.
It was TJ.
Oh, TJ.
I stayed away from that game.
Red alert, you said.
Phoenix scares me. I learned my lesson the first two. The best thing that ever happened to me, I went 0-2 on Phoenix the first two games of the season because I thought they
were the worst team. Then you stay away from them.
Then I'm away.
Or you can angry bet.
What's that?
You could have money
angry
line.
Bet
you could
is
money
just going
line.
Against yeah. them in every single scenario throughout the season.
But they could be a winning team and I could lose.
Yeah, but a winning team and a winning team against the spread is not the same thing. Now, Phoenix feels like if they're going to have a winning record, they're going to have a winning record against the spread.
But when are they going to get eight back?
He served a 25-game suspension,
right?
And I think he played the first game.
Yeah, one game, and then he gone.
Wow. So, yeah.
This is another reason why you need to get Disney Plus. Because
why?
you are, without a doubt, in your own way, Anakin Skywalker. You are.
I'm Anakin Skywalker. He absolutely is.
He was
what? Explain.
You know, this gifted child growing up, a little boy did all these Jedi powers, and he's just growing and maturing, and then all of a sudden,
then Master Yoda gets his hands on him, and he doesn't want to teach him because he doesn't think he's patient enough.
Yep, and then he succumbs and does because.
And then the dark side happens. And then, when I say the dark side, I mean 10:30 NBA tip-offs.
Absolutely, absolutely.
What
it's
happens?
It's the equivalent
to this
of Anakin when he turns and becomes the Emperor's apprentice, and then he goes to Mustafar and slaughters everybody.
What happens to him in the long run? Is he still alive?
The parody
he's
is
Darth
you.
Vader.
He becomes Darth Vader because, don't you remember what happened? Becomes Darth Vader because Obi-Wan chopped off his other arm and both his legs.
And both of his legs.
And one, he warned him too. He said,
I've got the high ground.
Don't try it.
Are you saying I'm going to lose my limbs?
Don't try it. That's the last thing. Don't try it.
Maybe not your entire lower extremities, but at least a kneecap.
Do I still have the power?
I feel like a busted kneecap is in your future.
But, it's happened.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Well, I don't like that example. I don't like it at all, as a matter of fact. Time now for a Sports Center rundown. Here's Chris.
So accurate.
Glad you remembered that one, Craig.
Nine after. Nailed it.
All right. Nick Saban told reporters that Tua Tagovailoa will once again be a game-time decision on Saturday when the Tide take on Mississippi State. Bench him the rest of the year for all I care. Colin Kaepernick's representation requested that his Saturday workout be moved to a Tuesday because it would be easier for GMs and head coaches to attend the workout. The NFL, of course, has denied that request. And New York Jets CEO Christopher Johnson said Wednesday he will not make a coaching change. Jets fans, enjoy Adam Gase next year.
Oh, a whole another year and a half.
Enjoy it, guys.
Adam Gase.
You think it's annoying year one? Wait till year two. Wait till November of 2020. See how fed up you are with I don't know, we just got to do better. I don't know, we guys didn't come play ready to play today.
More googly eyes.
Just stop it.
Yes. I just saw a quote from Mark Cuban that says load management is the best thing that ever happened to the NBA.
It's not.
It's not.
It's not
it's
the
like
best
their biggest
thing.
Problem.
It's the worst thing.
No, it's their second biggest problem. China's their biggest problem, but their second biggest problem is load management.
There's still a lot going on with that China stuff, by the way.
I know. Nobody's getting paid.
No.
A lot of endorsement deals not getting paid. People are quietly upset and simmering.
And everybody's taking it out on the Houston Rockets.
Yeah. That's why.
That's why they're a two-point favorite tonight.
They're a two-point favorite tonight against
the Clippers.
Look, you take.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that, by the way. I don't know why you're surprised.
I'm not surprised. You were the one that was surprised.
Because the Clippers play fantastic defense.
It's in Houston.
Houston's a little bit banged up, but still.
Hold on. Clippers play fantastic defense. Mm-hmm. They're going to hold the Houston Rockets to under 110 points.
Ooh.
Houston doesn't play defense worth a bleep. They let Washington put up a $157 on them earlier this year.
Mm-hmm. And that's a banged up Washington team, too. Right?
The Clippers are going to score 100. I don't understand this line. The Clippers, when they play defense, when Kawhi plays, the Clippers are the best team in the NBA. It's not close.
Does Paul George come back tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Okay.
Against the Pelicans.
Ooh, feel bad for them, right?
They were dead last in points. Now they're 26th.
Oh, great. So they're turning up the defense,
against New Orleans. They're surrendering 105.5 points per game during their four-game winning streak here.
Oh, that's a big improvement because I believe they were giving up 124 a game before that. It was bad. Mm. It was awful. It was terrible. It was Daryl Morey's fault.
Probably. All right.
No, the total's like 230 tonight, right? I'm getting the
some,
I just
no,
at the game.
Pete's got a good total for you tonight.
I think the Lakers, Golden State under.
And Golden State, take the under. It's up to like
it's 219, but I got it.
That's a great. I love that play.
That's a great
play.
But 234 is the total tonight. Houston and the Clippers.
By the way, those of you listening yesterday at 5:45 when Pete and I gave you your locks, the MAC game of the year, it hit. It was close. You had to sweat it out.
Shouldn't have been that close, but
it wins a win, yeah. And that's all we care about.
That's all I care about.
I also gave you an NBA winner, though it almost backdoored the other way.
You thought
the Heat Pistons, you nailed it.
The Heat were up 20 at halftime. I stopped paying attention to the game. The line was 8. They win by 9. What happened?
Squeaker.
Unbelievable. That's why basketball.
Basketball. I'm sorry, Chris. When they put the lines together, they know what they're doing.
But if you know what you're doing, you know where to capitalize. Like that total that Pete just said. I like that. I didn't even look at that. Yeah. But I like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. See,
until they throw a dangling carrot at you. And a dangling carrot's when you think it's too good to be true and you capitalize on that and then you lose your money. Skittles.
Why wasn't it when I was in school dreaming about being an adult? Wanting to be a talk show host or whatever. Yeah. Some people want to be doctors, lawyers, whatever. Why didn't anybody tell me that you could be the guy at Caesars that puts the point spreads down every night? And is that a fun job or
no,
is that a pressure cooker?
Here's why, Craig. Because the teacher never tells you to focus on becoming the NBA star, right? They want you to focus on a realistic possibility.
Right.
How many NBA players are there? 1,500, give or take?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
How many odds makers are there?
Probably
four,
about five.
Oh,
right,
five?
Okay, yeah.
How many odds makers
are there?
Like
the main guys.
Like when Caesar sets the line, everybody else follows.
There's got to be a guy to sign off on the line.
There's got
to
be a guy.
I'm thinking that there are fewer of those guys than there are NBA players.
Yeah.
So it's unrealistic.
Really?
There's a lot of guys. Every casino has their own guy. I mean, they're all
But back to my original question. You think that's a great job, or is that a pressure cooker job?
Oh, it's a pressure cooker.
Oh, it's a pressure cooker. You're talking about millions of dollars.
Yeah,
because
if you screw up, it's millions of dollars a night, and you got to be on.
Which, by the way, Vegas casinos over the weekend had one of their best Sundays of the season because so many underdogs won outright.
Yeah.
The Tennessee Titans winning. The Miami Dolphins went. Like, you had a lot of underdogs.
Well, give you the numbers. The road teams against the spread this year are ridiculous.
Yeah, we did that yesterday.
Ridiculous. It's unbelievable that the home favorites, what their record is. I'm punching up again here. You wouldn't believe it. Road teams this year against the spread. Road teams against the spread. 81-64-3.
That's crazy.
17 games over 500. Home favorites this year against the spread. Home favorites. 37-58-3. 21 games under 500.
I'll bet Vegas won some money on the Evansville-Kentucky basketball game last night. Wonder what the spread was on that.
Just think, road underdogs this year. Road underdogs are 58-37-3. It's unbelievable to bet every road underdog and be 21 games up. That's
fantastic.
If you just did the money.
Fantastic.
You're talking over probably a buck to maybe 200 to lay every time just on the money line. I don't even need the spread.
So will you, Pete Shepard, just take all the underdogs
on
the money line? You just laid out the case. No. Why?
Because I don't bet every game. I pick a couple.
Yeah.
You know, just for entertainment purposes only.
Of course. Wouldn't suggest
like last week,
otherwise.
You guys, you know, 8-9 games, I had two. I teased Baltimore and the Bears. And the Bears had to kind of squeak it out in a tease. But, I mean, still. I felt comfortable with those two. Why worry about 8 games when I can worry about 1 or 2, right?
Yeah.
That's the key. You'll realize that sooner or later. You're up to, what, 19 games a night?
I don't think I've ever hit double digits games in one night. Maybe 9.
What? Why not? I had a 10-team parlay hanging out there on Saturday.
For a buck? For a buck? Yeah, I mean, people don't get the wrong. Like, we're putting all, you know, it's like we do these big parlays at like 50 cents or a dollar that pay.
Dollar paid back 6:30. Come get it.
No, a dollar paid back me last week, $93.80.
Fantastic.
For entertainment purposes only.
Of course. All right. Chris, you look like you were a researcher or type or something. Are we good? All right.
No, I got Mr. Negative on the text line. We're consulting with each other.
What a mist- is he ripping something?
No. He's wanting a Mac line, and not great with the Mac.
I don't
feel comfortable giving Mac advice on air. Pete is the Mac guy.
I'll give you Mac advice right now.
What's the Mac.
What's Mac?
I gave the conference.
The Mac. Athletic conference.
I'm computer. So I gave him my game of the year. Asking computer advice on the text line.
I gave him my game of the year last night. I gave you a parlay the week before. Now, here's what I'd like to know. Now, I would recommend, I'll give you four, okay, from the MAC tonight.
Yeah.
Both games and the totals. I think I could go 3-1, but I don't feel as comfortable as I did last night, which is why, but for your own, after doing a little bit of research today, I would say Miami of Ohio and the under, which is 49.5, and Toledo, which is -2.5, and over 54.5. So, those aren't locks. Those aren't guaranteed. But I'm just telling you, if you want, you know, and I know the conference pretty well. I do well with it.
That's what I would do.
He is the MAC champion.
Mac Daddy. Miami of Ohio and the under, and they're favored by 17, by the way. Under 49, Miami of Ohio, and then Toledo -2.5 and over 54.5. But
I can't tell you how many times I've passed Chris, the program director, in the hallway. It says, we've got to get an odds maker show on our lineup. Mm-hmm. It is the new wave of sports radio. And the more and more I listen to us talk, we're doing it. Never mind, Chris. We got it covered.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, but I want a pro on there.
Yeah. Well, not us. Technically.
60%. I'm just looking at our, you know, pigskin picks records, right? I think collectively we're well below 500.
Yeah, because you two are dragging me down.
But what are you talking about? Pete is a game behind you. You're not over 500, are you?
No.
I'm at 500, only because I've had a 2-week slump.
Yeah.
I was well above 500 up until, like, this week.
My picks the last 3 or 4 weeks have been mostly close to 70%.
You were 5-2 last weekend.
Yeah, that was 6.
I should have been 4-3. I did the whole, I'm an Alabama fan and I'm not going to go against them on air type deal. Yeah. No, it's not one of those things. I'm fine with it. You know what? Forget I said it. Doesn't matter.
All right, very good.
Get some Mac advice, Ed. Jeez.
Oh, come on. That's an awful joke. Awful joke. Big Mac joke. Come on.
941. Thank you.
Who's this Diana at ESPN? That's not Diana Rossini, no.
What?
But she tweets. She just had an interesting tweet.
It is.
Oh, is it Diana Rossini?
Yeah.
Okay. Something I noticed when talking to several different teams today in regards to Colin Kaepernick's workout. Almost every source will ask, quote, which other teams are attending? I also find that most teams are not sending head coaches, mostly scouts.
They can't. It's a Saturday before a game.
Nobody wants to be, you know, I think teams are going to be, people are going to be like, they're going to be waiting in the parking lot. That's what I picture. A bunch of idiots, right? They're stinky from coffee breath. They're like feds sitting out there. They're constipated. And they're going to wait till... Who's going to go in first? I'm not going in first. Are you going to go in first, Craig? Are you going first?
I'm not going in first. They don't want to have the B-roll when everybody's reporting on this. Yeah. Have the Miami Dolphins logo right there. Yeah, watching everybody come through the door.
Oh, look who's in. I'm telling you, right. they're going to be sitting out in the parking lot.
And then on the other side, they're all going to say, well, we did our due diligence. We sent somebody, and nothing's going to happen. 2 weeks from now, we won't be talking about it anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, does anybody really think he's going to get signed off?
So maybe what, maybe,
you go,
maybe
go,
what these teams should do is just send guys not wearing team apparel.
Oh,
hey,
I would
scout A, you're going to go to this thing, but here's your dry fit Nike shirt that's white. Wear this.
Dark sunglasses.
Dark sunglasses. Hat. A straight white hat, black hat, whatever.
Yeah. Well, while we're talking about
trench coat, look like Inspector Gadget.
Chris, let's play a sound from Adam Schefter talking about that. In case you don't know what's going on, the NFL just out of the blue just announced to all 32 teams that they're going to hold a Colin Kaepernick workout in Atlanta on Saturday. Keep in mind, GMs and coaches are busy with their own teams. It's not that Colin Kaepernick didn't even know about this. And he said, but I'll be there. Can we move it to Tuesday? That's more of an off day for team. Nope. The NFL says we've got to do it. It's very weird. It's very strange. Here's Adam Schefter saying Roger Goodell is setting this up to kind of make amends. This was on SportsCenter.
Well, I think what happened here is that obviously Colin Kaepernick wants another chance. And I think Roger Goodell, there's a part of him, the commissioner, that feels bad about the way that this has unfolded. And I think that he believes that he must do his part to try to get a workout for Colin Kaepernick, to try to get interviews with Colin Kaepernick, to try to do his part to get Colin Kaepernick in front of teams.
Okay. By the way, this is not the traditional role of the commissioner to do this. But for some reason, out of the blue, they are. I'm very suspicious. And I can't quite put my finger on it. It's just bizarre.
Oh, no, because you still don't know who's interviewing. You don't know who's going to be there. Yeah. I think teams are afraid to go. They don't want to be the first one in the door.
I do know of three teams that have confirmed. The Dolphins, which makes no sense to me.
I can never see him
playing. Because of Castro. And the Lions and Cowboys. Ed Werder has announced that the Lions and Cowboys have both announced that they will send teams. He must have asked in the early week press conference because those two teams play each other this week. And he covers the Cowboys. That's all I could think of there. Here's Schefter talking about Kaepernick. He says this will be a Colin Kaepernick pro day.
This is the league office and the commissioner stepping in to try to make sure that Colin Kaepernick, who turned 32 years old last week, has a chance to show to teams what he can't do, what he can do, what his level of interest is in returning, how much he'd like to be back in football. And again, the NFL can't make a team sign him, I don't think, but it can arrange something like this that really turns into Colin Kaepernick's pro day, the first pro day for a 32-year-old player. That's essentially what this amounts to, where everybody will have the opportunity to judge him, watch him, observe him, and make a decision about whether it wants to sign him.
All right, and since we live in such a litigious society, what's going to prevent, I think you brought it up earlier, any player from going if they are denied the same right here, if not taking this to court saying, you know, Colin, get a pro, and they'd be right. Why? I want my day.
Some schmo who's out of the league for 2 years. Yeah, give me my
How
day.
Do you stop it?
941 says something that we did discuss last hour. I think a caller brought up. You think this has anything to do with Jay-Z and intervening? Jay-Z now with the
Joel
partnership with the league. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that.
I think there's something to it. There's too much money.
I don't know.
There's too much money to be lost.
So you think that Jay-Z made it? Like,
I don't think he threatened.
He made the deal contingent upon Colin Kaepernick getting a workout so that he would lose millions of dollars. That doesn't make sense to me.
I don't know.
It makes a lot more sense to me that this was
just Roger just said. Let's do
it. No, that this was something that was built into the lawsuit that was settled.
But it took till now to do it? I mean, a month ago, Kaepernick's representatives reached out to all 32 teams and nobody was interested.
If the NFL is doing this for the right reasons, i.e. to get Colin Kaepernick signed by a team, they move the thing to Tuesday so that coaches and GMs can be there to see it firsthand.
That's why this is a sham on Saturday.
It's a sham.
It's
keeping this thing on Saturday, which makes me think that this is
a PR move by the NFL. This is all this is.
But again, Will Cain, I thought, brought up a really good point at 1 o'clock. Why reopen this jar?
Right,
I agree. The Pandora's box.
It was dead.
I agree.
It was dead and over with.
So I don't know. There's so many conspiracy theories. I mean, there's something going on behind the scenes. If they didn't do this, like you said, if something was built in, that is there language in some deal that we don't know about? I don't know. But I don't know who's conducting these interviews. I think I stand by my statement about people being constipated and not really want to go in first into the stadium. I don't know if they'll be wearing their team reps. You know, shirts or anything like that?
As she hate me texted in, Steelers are going to send their scout wearing black and purple.
Yeah, no doubt.
So, I don't know. And what if still nobody signs him? Which is probably more probable than not that will happen.
Yeah. Well, does it give him a jump start on next year?
When
possibly.
He's 33.
Who needs a quarterback now? Who needs a quarterback right now?
The Chicago Bears. Yeah. Hey, maybe the Lions. I don't know if Stafford's going to play again this year. He's got a broken back. He's had one for over a year. It's not healing.
Country Sucks says Goodell using Kaepernick as a smokescreen. Watch
some rule change.
Watch some rule change. You know, it wouldn't shut. You know, it's not a bad theory.
Oh, we're going to redefine pass interference this week, too?
Redefine a catch, yeah.
Float that one out?
Yeah.
Sure. All right.
What if a lot of people say they're going to go and then don't go? What if this happens and like four people go?
I actually think
I actually think
it'll be high attendance. It'll be the lowest level people.
Yeah.
I think they'll get about 20 teams represented.
What are they going to write down? Colin can throw. Okay.
You can throw through a
Who cares? I don't care what his 40 time is. That's irrelevant. What's he going to run around cones? What's he going to do? Is it my little combine and, well, and a video? I mean,
what do we always say every year in March when, or April when these stupid pro days are going on at the college level? It's scripted. They know they're not throwing against anyone. They've been working on these same routes, these same scripted plays for the last 3 weeks, which, I mean, I guess the only positive coming from this with the short notice is that Cap doesn't have time to specifically prepare for this.
Yeah.
But who's he throwing the ball to?
That's,
I don't know.
That's another thing. Who is he throwing the ball
Let's
to?
See, it's
so probably
Atlanta?
Some high school kids.
No. Georgia wide receivers.
Or, absolutely not.
No
absolutely
way.
Absolutely not.
Bring in the Georgia receivers.
Yeah, because you want them to get hurt.
They're worthless anyway.
Like, if you're ridiculous. The Bucks, though, we've got a lot of people texting in.
It'll be high school kids he's throwing to.
We had the conversation yesterday. You guys are of the assumption that Tampa Bay's roster is good enough to compete in the NFC right now, that they're a quarterback away.
Yeah.
Is that the quarterback?
Not right now after no practice time.
No. I'm saying next season. Next season, is that the quarterback?
The Colin Kaepernick I remember is better than Jameis Winston right now. That's my opinion.
With this team, I think it would be real. If none of this stuff happened, it would be really interesting.
I agree that I think Kaepernick makes the Tampa Bay Bucks better, even if he walked. I'll say next year.
I think Tannehill on this team makes them better.
Tannehill, I don't know how you argue that Winston's a better quarterback than Ryan Tannehill.
You can't make that argument.
You cannot make that argument.
No.
Tannehill's putting up 28 points a game with the Titans.
Mark Rivo says, I'm mad with Pee Pee if he gets picked up on a skill. I'm not going to be mad. I'll be a bit surprised. I'm not going to be shocked.
Leon Perrin says he could throw to AB.
Is he really throwing the ball to Antonio Brown? A lot of people are texting that in. I can't. No.
I read that as a joke.
He's not even allowed. He wouldn't even be allowed in the building. No way.
That might be tantalizing to watch for a minute.
Yeah, to have Colin Kaepernick throw to Antonio Brown, who's being covered by nobody.
It'll get plenty of media coverage.
Oh, of course it would.
Plenty of media coverage.
Yeah, right, 239. Let's throw Gronk in there, too. He's got to get tuned up for the playoffs.
He is not coming back.
He's not coming back. Thankfully.
Come on, Robert Kraft is all massaging him, wanting him to come back. Come on.
Not like
that. Just
hoping
my man N'Keal Harry is ready to go. Fly down. Fly over the Eagles on Sunday.
You know, I thought about picking him up. In fantasy.
I just don't know how much he's going to play. I don't even know if he's going to play. I'm not entirely convinced he's even going to play this week. I don't know.
Okay, I'm going to roll with my boy,
he keeps getting
Jules.
All right, two of you are late as usual. No. When we come back, I want to hear from Rob Mullins and have him explain himself. So now that I've had an hour and a half to digest the college football rankings and how spot on I am, I thought I gave
you. You were not spot on. I was spot on.
I gave Chris a great analogy about Georgia and a Christmas tree and their ceiling being 5, even though they're 4.
It was a dumb analogy.
It was so spot on. I recommend everybody go back to the website tonight at
99.3ESPN.com
and listen to it on our podcast. We'll love that next. Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. There. Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Great concert this was. Three Dog Night.
Good tune.
Saw them before a couple of them died. I can't remember the lead singer's
two
names.
Two of the three dogs dead?
Well, two of the main singers are now moved on.
Yeah.
But they were fantastic. What a great show.
Good moved tunes. On as in died.
Died.
Yeah. Yeah. The Greater Beyond.
Mm-hmm.
Pushing Up Daisies.
Six feet under.
However you want to look at it.
Final dirt nap.
Yeah.
Great.
Good music, though.
Yeah.
Always liked them. Never did see them in concert.
A little
before
bad.
My time.
Too bad.
All right. The college football rankings are out. LSU 1.
Where's Georgia?
Ohio State 2. Clemson rounding out the top 3. All right. Let's take a listen.
And number 4 is Georgia. And number 5, Alabama. And I put my poll out 2 days before this one and nailed it.
Oh, man. Who did you have as 6, by the way?
I have Minnesota at 6. I had Oregon at 7. I still put Florida at 8. Oklahoma 9.
Florida's out of the top 10 now.
They're 11. They shouldn't be. They should be in the top 10.
This is Pete Shepard's poll.
Oklahoma's 9 and Penn State 10. I do not have Utah in my top 10.
Oregon is 6. Utah is 7, according to the real pollsters. Mm-hmm. Minnesota 8. Penn State 9, Oklahoma 10, mm-hmm. Florida 11. Mm-hmm. All right, here with all the explanations and nonsense, Rob Mullins, head of the bogus 13-team committee, the 13-person committee, that can't really get this straight, but here's his explanation.
Nailed it.
Talking about LSU deserves to be number one over Ohio State. I don't have a problem with that. This was on ESPN last night.
We got two great teams at the top, LSU and Ohio State. And just like I said last week, the committee's really impressed with Ohio State and the consistent level of high play. But when you look at LSU's resume with the win over Alabama on the road, that makes their fourth top 20 win, and they're the only team in the nation with that. They're deserving of that number one ranking.
All right, now, Mullins on how the committee views Bama, Georgia, and Oregon.
Well, obviously, I'm recused from the room when Oregon's on the board, but as you look at 4 and 5, the discussion around those two teams was, you know, two really good teams, obviously, one-loss teams. We just saw Alabama had a tough loss against LSU. But you compare that against Georgia's resume.
Frauds.
And those two
Absolutely
big wins
not.
That Georgia had. And then when, you know, the committee reported to me, when you get to Oregon and Utah, as we mentioned last week, Oregon has the win over USC, Utah lost to USC. And obviously, you can see the move of Minnesota and how the committee was impressed with the win over Penn State.
Why does Oregon get credit for win over USC? They stink. Seriously.
Because that's Oregon's athletic director talking about Oregon.
Yeah. Oh, good point. Yeah. Good point. Good catch.
Yep.
All right.
Which, and I before everybody texts in, I'm aware he has to leave the room whenever they talk about.
He said it.
He said that. Yeah. He also has, I believe they have to leave the room when it's conference affiliation, right?
Oh, really?
Or is it just school affiliation?
Well, I know it's definitely school affiliation.
Oh, I know,
I don't know about the conference, but definitely school affiliation.
All right, here's Mullins talking about Minnesota after their big win over Penn State. Big jump they got in the rankings this weekend. Minnesota now sitting at number 8. They were 17.
Obviously, we're looking at the full resume. As we mentioned last week, a non-conference schedule wasn't as strong as some. And then they had only played one team in their league with a winning record until Penn State. But when you watched the game last week, they beat a Penn State team that was then ranked number 4 and had pressed in committee until that point. We were really impressed with what Minnesota did.
Okay. And then he commented on Baylor. Where did Baylor end up? They're outside.
Baylor ended up 13.
Okay. He says they stink. They haven't played anybody, is what he said.
Did not say they stink.
Yeah, I mean, similar to last week, when you look at Baylor's non-conference schedule, their 3 non-conference opponents have won a total of 6 games. Obviously, Baylor has some great wins. They're certainly figuring out how to win in close games. But at this point, the committee felt they belonged at number 13.
I don't know how they drop one. I don't know how you fall a spot, which they did from the previous week. I just don't know how an undefeated team, and I understand what he's saying, but that's tough.
Plus, they had a squeaker over TCU.
Well, and that's the thing right there is if we're going to bring the eye test in, and this committee has made it very clear that they look at the games, not just the final result, you have to take into account Baylor, okay, they haven't played anybody. TCU's probably one of the tougher teams that they've played, which is saying a lot about how bad your schedule is, and you need overtime to beat that team.
They were trailing 9-6 with 2 minutes to go.
I'll tell you one team, and this is where Indiana should, that Texas is still in the top 19.
It's
an abomination.
It's comical.
They're a 3-loss team?
3 losses.
Yeah. And they had a squeaker this weekend against Kansas State, right?
I can understand Iowa 20 with 3 losses as they played people tough. They came within a couple of scores and having 2 big upsets. And I think they're going to upset Minnesota this week. In fact, they're not even upset. They're favored.
Are they really?
Yeah. I was favored.
They're
by
on
3.
Our board. We're picking it.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a
I'm picking it right now.
That's a dangling carrot.
I think Minnesota,
right there.
I think Minnesota's
going to
lose.
That's a total letdown game if I ever saw it.
Is it in Iowa?
Yes.
Iowa.
Yes.
They're going to turn around, wave to all those kids in the hospital, and everybody's going to be all fired up.
One of the coolest things in college football.
Yep. Absolutely.
One of the coolest things in college football that fantastic.
Yep. Is that a night game or day game?
I think it's early.
Oh, okay. Probably a nooner.
Hold on.
Oh, the mighty nooner.
Could be a nooner. A Big Ten network.
It is
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock.
It is the latest kickoff this week in the Big Ten, though.
It'll be dark by the time they wave to the kids in the third quarter. Yeah. Whenever they do that.
Not a bad way.
Third quarter going into the fourth quarter, I believe.
Yeah, it'll be
if you're
dark.
Looking at the schedule, that decent schedule.
Yeah, it's going to be cold.
New time. Ooh. You got Florida at Missouri. Indiana at Penn State.
That's
Michigan
be a
State
shocker.
At Michigan State at Michigan. I should have put Michigan on red alert. I got
Penn State's 14.5.
I got a feeling the Spartans are going to play tough. They
you
are
think
so
it's gonna be
dear.
Bigger? Do you think it's going to be bigger against the
Yeah,
Wizards?
I did.
2:30 Navy. They'll beat Notre Dame.
I jump all over that, Chris.
At 3:30, you got Georgia Auburn, the game of the day.
What? Take the 14 or lay it?
Penn State will probably blow out.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, absolutely.
It seems a strange line. That's a gift. 14 and a half.
Yeah.
That's low.
Yeah, you know what? Nobody is talking about the Michigan State game.
Because
if Michigan loses that game, then it's going to be seat up the hot burner up all the way again.
Well, it's already there, but this will
Michigan State is 1-4 in their last five. Their win was a 9-point win over Indiana in September.
I know
rivalry in state game.
If Harbaugh loses that,
they haven't won a game. They went 0 for October. And they're 0-4 in the month of November so far.
D'Antonio's getting heat because he left his, I think it was his quarterback
he's
in
a
with
lot
a
lot of heat.
No, he had a concussion.
Yeah, I know.
Oh. Well, I don't think he knew.
Well, no, and then the worst part is now he goes out after the game, covers it up, and now the athletic department's coming out and kind of going against what their head coach said.
We have Wake Forest and Clemson on our board, not Michigan State.
They're laying groundwork to fire
him. Ranked versus ranked.
Well, Wake Forest is actually technically out.
Oh, you know what? I wrote those games down on Monday when they were still ranked.
I mean,
all right, we can take that game off.
Because Clemson, that'd be the easiest 33-point cover ever. They beat it by 60.
That's fine.
We
can take Clemson.
I can leave it out. It's an easy win for me.
I wasn't thrilled about Clemson Wake Forest anyway.
For everybody.
Well, you might take the 33 points.
How dumb do you think I am?
It's not about dumb.
I laid 21 and a half in the first half last week.
I didn't use that term.
All right. When we come back, don't forget, an hour from now, it's Wikipedia. Is it Disney?
No, Star Wars.
I can't keep track of all this childhood stuff.
Okay. What is so hard to keep track of? I write it on the paper for you.
I know, but I got a lot of papers here, and I got to file through and find it because I can't remember when you gave it to me.
It says...
I have it.
Says Wikipedia.
Here we
11-13-19 in parentheses,
I have it.
Star Wars.
I have it right here. I just wasn't looking at it, so we're good.
Put it down.
Make a little note. Star Wars.
We'll do that in an hour.
And you should play Star Wars music in the background today, just to annoy him even more.
You'll probably play some abstract Star Wars song I've never heard, as opposed to the real theme.
Like that song that they play in the bar?
The Cantina song.
I like that.
That's a good song.
That's a good song. All right, when we come back, there's going to be some flexing going on with some schedules. We know who the first Saturday NFL games are.
I'll flex.
Nobody will know. All that coming up, Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN, 99.3 ESPN app. Love it. Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
So get him on the dance floor.
We could do all ABBA all the time. Do the whole show.
Why is that not surprising?
Why do you find that laughable?
They are.
Is this not a great song?
They are a fascinating group.
They're from Sweden, right?
Yep.
Sweden.
Sweden. They were married and then divorced. But they did not. They did either one or two American tours. And it wasn't big. Like five cities. No one ever saw them.
What's up with that? Wait a minute. That's the first time Pete Shepard said, I never saw them.
They could not... they didn't speak English very well at all.
Well, they sung it well.
They sang it pretty
well. No, they learned it because they knew they would make more money in the United States. But when I think Waterloo was their first hit, and which sounds great in their native Norwegian, Swedish language.
Classic.
Huh? But they didn't speak. They learned how to speak English at a very, not late age because they were probably in their 20s, but still.
Tough to do that. I've always noticed that, like, with... you know, like British artists, right?
Yeah.
There's no accent when they sing.
Right. Yeah. Like the Beatles, you can barely hear it.
There's no accent there.
I know.
But when they talk, it's like marbles in your mouth.
Why is that?
But
I don't understand.
But look at, what's his name, the new Spider-Man.
Tom Holland.
When Tom speaks, when he's not acting, I mean, when he's talking as Peter Parker, you'd say, when he's doing, like he was on one of the chef shows, you probably saw, when he's talking in public...
But
he has his thick and
English accent as you'd ever hear. But he's playing a kid from Queens.
No, I know that, but I'm saying, but if you didn't know he's from England, you'd never know he was until you hear him speak when he's not acting.
But like Sam Smith and Ed Sheeran, they're not playing Americans. They're playing themselves. They're themselves.
You know, speaking of what, Ed Sheeran is in the movie Yesterday.
Sorry, Sam Smith doesn't like to be called himself. They selves.
Oh, goodness.
I got the pronoun wrong.
I refuse to do that.
I apologize.
I'm not playing that pronoun game.
I apologize. You want to be called they? Be called they or them. Them. Whatever. I don't care. Be called what you want.
You people.
Don't say
no,
you
no,
people.
That's offensive. That's offensive.
Don Cherry over here.
There's a lot of rules that we got to navigate, guys. This is 2019. We can't be doing radio shows from 2005.
Wow. Very confusing.
Oh, Lord.
Do we have time for football?
No.
What football?
The flex games. What's going on here?
Oh, that, yeah.
No, we're already late.
All right, when we come back.
We'll do that when we get back.
Polar Express, great example. Keith Urban, thick Australian accent. He sings country music.
You know, when he first started acting in some of the B movies that he did, Mel Gibson has a thick he's kind of less when he's angry on the phone, but he's kind of now completely Americanized himself. You could not understand Mel Gibson. Go back and look at some of his early movies that no one ever really watched.
Yeah, like Braveheart.
Way before that.
I will find you no matter what.
Freedom.
All right. So we don't have time to do this segment.
All right, next segment.
But we got a lot going on in the 4 o'clock hour. So here's what we're going to do. Pete Shepard.
don't have time.
We're going to run over the flex games.
We don't really have time for the show. It's Yogi Berra again.
Unbelievable.
It's always what's next.
No one goes to that restaurant anymore. It's too busy.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing.
Makes sense if you don't think about it.
Wow. I just got hammered on the 920. What area code is 920? Is that what Craig and his husband listen to at home? Just because I like ABBA, and for the record, my wife...
Oh, don't worry about it. Wisconsin.
Everybody loves ABBA.
My wife is a chick, by the way. Just
everybody loves that. Anybody who says they don't like ABBA...
Again, 920, this is 2019. You can't go after people for that sort of thing.
You can't do that anymore. And, you know, people are afraid to admit they like ABBA. Men are afraid to admit they like ABBA. I like
Not
ABBA.
Me. I'll admit just it right now.
I've always liked ABBA.
Music is music. If it's good, it's good. If it moves your feet and your hips, then move
it's
them.
Good.
Unless it's country.
They got a bunch of hits, and I like them all.
They're all good.
Sorry.
Driveway Social Club.
Creep Falcon, Fantastic. Last of Mohicans, Craig.
All right.
Art Vandelay. Chris, it's acting. You guys do it every day. Talking like you know blank. Art Vandelay. I don't care what you have to say.
In fact, I do.
Delete that text because I don't want to look at it.
Let me tell you what's going to happen here in the 4 o'clock hour. We're going to run over these football schedules.
We'll get to that.
Wikipedia, which is some Star Wars or Disney or something thing we got going on.
It's all the same umbrella.
It's all the same umbrella. Pete has another college football quiz.
Yes, it's an interesting one. You guys will find this one very interesting.
And I actually have a list.
What?
Yes. I'll keep it pithy. All right. So we've got all
no
that.
Need.
No need to keep it pithy?
I'll just go.
No, I'll keep it pithy. But we can't do it now because we're late, as usual.
And you keep talking.
And we have clock integrity. Clock integrity.
You've been talking about throwing it to break for 60 seconds.
Sheeman and Shepard. 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.